Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 13, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Relay Payments raises $43 MLN over 6-month period. Naix, MM Hayes joined forces to enable payments with company ID cards. PayPal became the first foreign company to provide digital payments in China. Walmart, Home Valet to partner for fresh grocery deliveries. Vietnam-based mobile wallet Momo raises $100 MLN. Mobile payments company Play2Pay acquires New Zealand-based competitor Poster. Rapid raises $300 MLN in Series D financing round. Bucker.eu targets the Belgian online payments market. Now let's get started. Relay Payments raises $43 MLN over 6-month period. US-based fintech Relay Payments has announced that it has raised $43 million in funding over the past 6 months. The funding round was led by Addition Capital with the participation of the investment firms Ribbit Capital and Spark Capital. Relay Payments, which provides an end-to-end solution for electronic payments, informed that it currently processes more than 150,000 transactions each month, totaling more than $300 million in volume annually. The company stated that the recent funding will be used to accelerate growth, develop new products, and expand the Relay team, including a new headquarters in Atlanta. Naix, MM Hayes joined forces to enable payments with company ID cards. Cashless payment provider for self-service, automated machines Naix has revealed it is partnering with MM Hayes Co. The aim of this partnership is to allow employees to use company ID cards to make purchases at any unattended retail location that is equipped with the Naix VPOS Touch cashless device. According to Kiosk Marketplace, Naix has integrated the MM Hayes Quick Charge solution, which provides closed-loop transactions such as payroll deduct, meal plans, gift cards, vouchers, prepaid declining balance accounts, pay-as-you-go via credit card on file, and departmental accounts. The solution can be used in tandem with open credit card and mobile app payments such as Visa, MasterCard, Apple Pay, and more. PayPal became the first foreign company to provide digital payments in China. US-based fintech PayPal has completed a stake acquisition deal with GoPay, making it the first foreign company to offer digital payment services in China. PayPal acquired a 30% stake in GoPay, a Chinese provider of electronic payment services, a little more than a year after purchasing 70% of the same company, making it the sole owner. In August 2020, PayPal named Chinese fintech executive Hannah Chu as Senior Vice President and Chief of the China region, responsible for formulating PayPal's long-term growth strategy in the country. The appointment came 7 months after PayPal partnered with China's state-owned bank card issuer UnionPay in a deal that enabled some UnionPay cardholders to access PayPal's network. Walmart, Home Valet to partner for fresh grocery deliveries. Walmart has revealed that it will partner with smart box company Home Valet to facilitate deliveries of perishable groceries. As per Business Insider, the pilot starts in the spring of 2021. Customers participating in the program will get a Home Valet smart box for their front door or porch. Inside, the boxes are divided into sections for frozen, refrigerated, and pantry items to keep them fresh. the delivery person will be able to communicate with the home valet to unlock it and leave deliveries. Moreover, like with Walmart's current delivery platform, customers order groceries in the store's app and schedule a delivery time. The added benefit here is that groceries can potentially be delivered at any time, even if the homeowner is out. Vietnam-based mobile wallet Momo raises US$100 MLN. Vietnam-based e-wallet company Momo has raised at least US$100 million from six global investors, including Warburg Pincus, as part of plans to become a super app and go public by 2025. According to Reuters, the funding round comes to support the growth of Momo as an all-in-one smartphone application offering multiple services, which have proved successful in countries such as China and Indonesia. Momo is Vietnam's largest e-wallet by users and aims to double those to 50 million in the next 2 years. It was reported that the latest funding round was co-led by Warburg Pincus, its largest backer, and Goodwater Capital, Affirma Capital Singapore Private, Cora Management, Macquarie Capital, and Tyborn Capital Management have also invested. Furthermore, although cash remains the preferred payment method in Vietnam, the number of mobile payments reached nearly 700 million by end August in 2020, up 980% against in the same period of 2019, Reuters stated. Therefore, Momo might reach its goals and gain some popularity among the segment. Mobile payments company Play2Pay acquires New Zealand-based competitor Poster. Play2Pay, a global mobile payments platform that gamifies payments, has acquired New Zealand-based company Poster. According to the press release, the acquisition will enhance Play2Pay's international expansion strategy and support continued growth of its customer base. Poster's platform rewards mobile phone users who allow sponsored content to reach them on their phone's lock screen in exchange for rewards consisting of free minutes and data. From its founding in New Zealand, Poster's partnerships with mobile network operators enable it to serve customers in more than 10 countries, reaching more than 10 million potential subscribers. On the other hand, Play2Pay enables mobile phone users to pay their service provider bills by playing games, watching videos, and completing special offers on their devices. Its platform is a fully configurable white-labeled solution, preloaded by service providers such as mobile phone and utility companies. Besides, via the Play2Pay platform, consumers discover new apps and brands, and earning points the more they engage. Therefore, brands enjoy the platform's direct connection to customers, while service providers gain access to new revenue streams by increasing customer engagement, reducing churn, and creating a competitive advantage. Rapid raises US$300 MLN in Series D financing round. Fintech as a service company Rapid has raised US$300 million in a Series D financing round led by Coatue. Several new investors participated in the financing, including Spark Capital, Avid Ventures, FJ Labs, and Latitude, along with further investment from current investors General Catalyst, Oak FT, Tiger Global, Target Global, Durable Capital, Tall Capital, and Entra Capital. According to the press release, the new financing will be used to double the engineering and product teams, as well as expand the self-service element of Rapid's platform, enabling businesses globally to onboard and begin utilizing any of Rapid's financial capabilities in the shortest possible time frame. The company will continue its focus on core markets that serve B2C and B2B e-commerce payments, marketplace, and financial services businesses. Following the successful acquisition and integration of European card acquirer Corda in early 2020, Rapid is also exploring additional strategic acquisitions in the Americas, Asia-Pacific, Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Rapid's platform embeds fintech services into any application and aims to simplify the complexity of offering local payment methods via an API while managing compliance and regulatory requirements. Businesses can accept and send payments without having to build their own infrastructure through the Rapid Global Payments Network, which supports hundreds of local payment methods including cards, bank transfers, e-wallets, and cash. Buckaroo targets the Belgian online payments market. Payment service provider Buckaroo has announced its expansion into the Belgian online payments market. Buckaroo's expansion is the result of a dynamic e-commerce and payments market and the related growing demand for online payments solutions of Belgian entrepreneurs. The company previously took the first steps to introduce itself to the Belgians by entering into a partnership with Bancontact Payconic Company, making it the first provider of wallet-initiated payments (WIP) in July 2020. The PSP is also a Bancontact acquirer. This allows direct links with payments solutions. The first Belgian customers have already signed up. For example, the national football team, the Rode Duivels. Buckaroo specializes in providing facilities for online payment flows such as checkouts and subscription payments, credit management and collection processing. The company offers a varied package of over 40 online payment methods including Bancontact, Visa, MasterCard, Payconic and Apple Pay. In the Benelux, more than 3,000 large and small businesses use Buckaroo services, including Swapfiets, Videoland and the Ocean Cleanup. Buckaroo also offers marketplace split payments, allowing marketplaces to process payments from different suppliers in a single consumer transaction. The PSP software works with various e-commerce plugins from Magento 1 and 2, Shopware 5 and 6, WooCommerce, Lightspeed and PrestaShop. It also offers reseller options via integration with partners such as Palm, Docal and Digideal, as well as Buckaroo's platform Aditi for white label payment solutions. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.